Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, last night your team had a lot of grade A opportunities. Besides that, what other positives did you take away from last night's game?
Well, certainly there were some of, I thought, our forward lines really stood out. I thought Kiki Radke's line with Jack Cass and Abby Haluska in particular had just a real strong night in terms of just constantly creating opportunities and really spending a lot of zone time in Clarkson End just because of their forechecking and the way they were cycling. Lindsay Featherstone and Lydia Passel, Paige Beebe, it was another line that was pretty effective. You know, every team we play is going to know about Clara DeGeorge and that line with Haley and Bergie, and there's no question that they were paying extra attention. They always had their top defenseman out there, so it was definitely a challenge for that line to create as many chances, but they certainly had some positive shifts. So it's just overall, I think overall the biggest takeaway was just our work ethic, our compete level. It was pretty much 60 minutes. There was no let up. We just kept going at them, even though we were down. You know, that no quit mentality is something that this group takes a lot of pride in. Certainly, there are some areas we need to clean up. You know, I thought we gave up way too many outnumbered rushes. And again, against real skilled players, if you give them opportunities, they're going to make plays, and that's what happened.
How's Haley Mack? I know she got hurt there late in the game. I saw her in the hallway, but what is her status?
She's going to be out tonight, and obviously it'll kind of be a day by day. But you know, Haley's she's a one tough cookie, and if there's anybody that can come back quicker than maybe the medical staff predicts, it would be Haley Mack. But you know what? It's one of those things. Obviously, you gotta take care of, and you know, she'll be out tonight.
Your team has such a great attitude. They're so resilient. Last night, I had a chance to visit with Tina Campa and Paige Beebe, and both had positive things to say about the game and BSU's effort. You know, you look at the scoreboard, it said 5-1, but in your Beavers players' eyes, it wasn't that kind of a game last night, was it?
Not at all. But, you know, that's, you know, obviously, you know, the shots were 14. You know, so, you know, we've all watched games long enough to realize that might not always be accurate. But, you know, they did fire a couple off the crossbar, and I think they hit a post. And, you know, those don't count as shots on goal. But we certainly threw a lot of pucks at them, and we saw Cassie Sovey just, you know, pulling pucks out that were just – literally, we're laughing on the bench a couple times with the saves she was making. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And – you know, the one that stood out to me was we had just scored to make it 2-1, and Abby Haluska is alone in front, makes a great move, gets her down, pulls it over, and has a wide open net, and backhands it, and she just throws her glove back, and puck goes in her glove, and it's like, and then, you know, a minute later they make it 3-1, and that's kind of the way the game went, and a tough game for Lauren Bench just because you're not seeing a lot of pucks, but the times they came down they were quality chances. You know, there was a. We get beat on a one-on-one, which makes it a two-on-one, and our defenseman tries to slide and kind of slides right in the blue paint, which is where that's her area, and kind of prevented her from moving laterally. And that happened actually twice to her, and so it was just one of those games where we felt we deserved better in terms of the quality chances we created and not getting them, and then obviously kind of holding them from getting a lot of zone time, a lot of time in our zone, but they still get five, which again is a credit to the talent they have on that team.
Speaking of goaltending, I know it's game two of the season, non-conference opponent. Will we get a chance to see one of your other two goalies?
Oh yeah, Kerrigan Dowie will start tonight, and you know, those two have been battling really, really hard since the start of camp, and they push each other. So it wasn't like a easy decision in terms of who starts game one, but I told them both that plan on playing, expect to play. And if one can grab that spot and just say, you know, it's mine, you know, that's who we're going to go with. But obviously, it's an opportunity with non-conference games to get them both in, and certainly Kerrigan will play tonight.
You had a chance to see a couple freshmen play their first minutes, Claudia, Ellie, and Abby Ecker. What were some of the things you noticed about those three?
It was good to see Eck get out there, obviously redshirted last year, and I think one of the favorites on the team when it comes to her teammates, and just she'd just make one move and the whole bench would be screaming and yelling. So it was just fun to see her play. She's a wonderful young lady that works extremely hard, and she's a skilled player, and she used last year's to her advantage in terms of her development. So, you know, she's not out there we don't dress her as a token gesture. She can play, and she got a number of shifts every period. So that was fun to see. Ellie Mosier stands out. She's so big and strong, and she's just a powerful skater, and really, I don't think the physicality of the league is going to affect her at all. And Claudia, I thought, did well. In terms of the physicality, it's a bit of a challenge for her. She's a little not quite as big and strong, but she's a hard worker. And the thing I like about her is she's fearless. And I thought she did well.
Any of your newcomers going to be in the lineup tonight?
Yeah, Grace Myers will be in tonight. Obviously, with Haley out of the lineup, we had to adjust some of our forward line. So Grayson will get her first opportunity tonight.
What's it going to take to beat Clarkson tonight?
Well, I think they're going to be better. Clarkson's going to be better, and so our challenge is we have to come out with the same intensity, the same mentality. We need to clean up just through the neutral zone, not giving up as many outnumber chances, being a little tougher in terms of stick on puck in our zone. Our back pressure has to be really just relentless, and obviously take advantage of the opportunities. And if we get chances, let's bury them.
Good luck tonight, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.